Hi, this is Brian Ross. I'm the singer with Satan.
Hello, Brian. So it's a really interesting bill tonight, right?
Yeah, it's a great bill. We're looking forward tonight, as usual, of course. We always like to play in London, so it's always good fun. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Presumably, you'll be playing songs from the Cruel Magic album, right?
Of course, yes. Back catalogue stuff as well, obviously. There's favourites that you've got to play. But we will be doing some stuff from the new album too.
One of the songs from the album, I hope I'm getting the title right, Who Among Us?
Yes.
It's particular because it speaks in favour of the character of Jesus. And this is from a band called Satan. So it struck me as ironic. What do you think?
Not really, because once you understand why the band is called Satan, then it makes total sense. The reason why the band is called Satan is not because we write songs about satanic behavior or anything. We don't believe in any of that. What it is if you take Satan as being the ultimate in evil, which he is, then what we look at is all of the evil things that happen on this planet are just as evil.
Yes.
So that is why. So we write songs about the evil things, as Iron Maiden once said, the evil that men do.
Exactly, such as the Doomsday Clock, for example.
Absolutely, about nuclear war,
exactly.
And so on. Writing a song about Jesus is kind of right in our remit, really. I like to do that, you know, it's different. No disrespect at all to the church. Maybe not to the church, you know, but certainly not to God or certainly not to Jesus. I have the most respect and admiration for him.
So, this speaking about this album, you took perhaps a bit of a gamble by using a raw sound. However, it has been received quite positively. Did this surprise you?
Yes and no. It surprised us in the way how quickly it took off. Our fans are kind of they're very loyal, and we know what they like, and we know what they don't like, and it's kind of it's a two-way thing. We respect them, they respect us. We are well aware. You know, some bands forget. Their fans are the people that put them where they are. We're in a very privileged position, and it's nice to be able to give something back. So when somebody says, why don't you write a song about, and give you a subject, then whenever that is possible, we try to do that.
You listen.
Yeah, we listen. And I think that is part of the job, really. Because we do this. Yes, we do it for ourselves, but we also do it for the fans. And that is the most important thing. I think a lot of bands forget that. They kind of think, oh yeah, we're above that now. You know, we can do what we like. That is not always the case, because you have to remember who it was that put you where you are, and without them you'd be nothing. And so we look at that with both Blitzkrieg and Satan as being a family, and they're just as important as we are.
Amen to that. One last question. We're approaching the end of the year. What does Satan have planned for next year with regards live shows, especially festivals, etc.?
We're in negotiation at this moment with different festivals. We're looking at the possibility of doing a full European tour next year. And so there's nothing finalised yet. So I don't really want to sort of say, oh, we'll be playing in Germany or wherever. Because at this moment in time, I'm not sure where. But we are looking into that at the moment, and it's looking very favourable to get a European tour together early next year.
So I guess fans just have to keep following your websites to get the latest on that.
Absolutely. As soon as we know what's happening, we put it up there straight away so that everybody knows what's happening and keep everybody informed so that we can continue to look forward to their support.
Brian Ross, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.